We welcome into the zone former Razorback quarterback Ryan Sorahan. Ryan, welcome. How are you?
I'm doing very well. Thank you. Thank you. How are you guys?
We're great. I'm excited to have you on, man. I've been talking about getting you on the show for a long time. I always wondered, first of all, what became of you, and then also to get some thoughts, now that you're a few years removed from your time at Arkansas, you know, what your thoughts are about your time here and how you ended up here in the first place. So let's start with where you are now. You're a California native, and you're back in your home state and working in the legal field. Talk about what you're up to these days.
Yeah, that's right. I'm living in Newport Beach, California, which is it's in Orange County, and I'm working at a law firm. After college, I went to law school and started practicing in 2008, and then I'd worked here for a year, and I did a judicial clerkship in Delaware last year, and so I just now moved back to California, actually.
Okay.
But yeah, it's, I'm really enjoying it.
You went to law school at Pepperdine, right?
Yeah, at Pepperdine in Malibu.
Man. That's very nice.
Yeah.
Were you able to concentrate on your studies? That's an awfully nice place to be.
You know, it was a very distracting place. It's so beautiful. But no, I was able to buckle down. I think I was just probably scared more than anything when law school started.
So let's talk about your trip to Arkansas, how you ended up here, because it was quite an odyssey. I was kind of looking through your bio here, and you originally signed with Cal.
Right.
And you transferred to San Jose State, and then you ended up at community college, and then you ended up at Arkansas, although a lot of other and some more high-profile schools and some closer to home were looking at you, too. So how did that all come about? How did you end up in Fayetteville?
You know, I actually – people probably have forgotten this. I actually committed to LSU before then changing again and coming to Arkansas. And basically the way that happened was I was about to come out of – I was still in junior college, and I'd sent out some highlight tapes, and LSU, I think it was Derek Dooley, I think, was still at LSU.
Yeah.
And he watched my highlight tape and told Jimbo Fisher and Coach Saban about me, and then so they flew me out there for a recruiting visit, like in July. And, you know, so I committed to them, and then, like, right after that, actually – I think I got a call from Coach Nutt, and Robbie Hampton had just been injured the year before. And I think we only had one returning quarterback. I think it was Zach Clark or something. And he just, you know, he flew me out and rolled out the red carpet, and just he was a great recruiter, and I was sold.
Even though you knew, I mean, this is a you know, an offense, and I guess it started out a little more balanced. But as it went through his time at Arkansas, it was certainly more of a run-oriented offense. That didn't scare you away as a quarterback, clearly.
You know, it really was a much different offense when I was being recruited than it ended up being when I was there. Maybe I would have been a little bit scared if I had known how the offense was going to go. But at the time, no, it didn't scare me away. I mean, I thought the offense looked good, and I was very impressed with everything and everyone I met at Arkansas on my trip, and so no, it didn't really scare me.
Ryan Sorahan joining us in the zone, former Razorback quarterback. So let's get into the uniqueness of your time in Fayetteville. And again, I've talked to people about this who didn't really follow it closely or weren't here yet or whatever. Like, you know, our co-host who normally is here and has gone, was in school and then was gone, I guess, during your time on the Hill. But you know, you would come in, and if my, you know, again, correct anything that I say that's incorrect, but my recollection from you, other than maybe, you know, like the UNLV game when you came and bailed Arkansas out at the end of the game at War Memorial Stadium, you would come in on the first series and kind of set the table, and then Matt Jones would come in, and obviously that was just one season. You were there, you know, more than one season, but that's kind of my recollection. So talk about that process, because I know that happened for several games, and how that came to be, and what your thought was, and what you were thinking. I don't remember even commenting about it. Because
right.
The horse quarterbacks, that would be a tough thing to accept.
That was a very unique situation. I remember that bowl game my senior year. It was in the one series. I went like 3 for 3, and then like I think we got kicked a field goal, and then I was out.
Yeah.
It was just but no, it was good though. And I think that was probably a result of just practice time. I remember because Matt was having a very difficult time practicing. His shoulder was hurting there, so he could like pretty much only throw during the game.
Mm-hmm.
He couldn't throw very much in practice, and I was really – the team really, I think, needed me to, you know, be the guy to step up and throw a lot of balls in practice. Mm-hmm. And because otherwise it just wasn't going to get done. Right. And I think, you know, Coach, I remember before the Kentucky game, Coach Nutt told me, you know, you're starting, we're going with you. And I think maybe that was his way of being true to his word. You know, I did start every other game, I think.
Yeah.
Just didn't finish many of them, I guess.
So, I mean, what was going on in your mind? I mean, I guess you were happy to be on the field. I mean, everybody wants to play, but that's such a strange deal. I mean, to go in and like you said, no matter how well you played, you kind of knew the deal. You knew how that was going to go.
Right. And I remember the Alabama game my senior year. I came in like in the second half. We're having to come back. I think we came back from like 21 points, and then I threw one interception and I was out. And then, you know, I was pulled out of the game, and then Matt came in and did fantastic, and we won. And it's, I remember at the time, it was just that was just a difficult thing to accept because just wanted to finish out, you know, the game. But I still just had to find a way to just realize that, you know, being part of a team sometimes is, you know, putting your own personal interests aside to do what's best for the team. And that's what Coach Nutt, you know, thought was best for the team. And I, you know, he's probably right.
Yeah, well, I mean, the thing about it is that's probably the right thing to do, and that's what we're taught from the time we're in Pee Wee League. But that's not the way things are in today's athlete. I mean, we were talking earlier, Cliff Harris was on with us, the former Cowboy great, and you watch signing day, and I'm sure you have to get a chuckle out of this, though, when you watch these kids and all the fanfare made out of signing day. It's just so nonsensical. That's not the way of today's athlete. So you were a little bit of a standout in that regard, and I give you a ton of credit because I can't remember you ever having one negative comment made, and maybe there were some. But I don't remember anything ever publicly, and I was covering the Razorbacks pretty closely then when you were there, as far as being on the Hill a lot with Channel 7 and Little Rock. I don't remember you saying anything negative, publicly at least, but I'm sure it had to hurt a little bit. But did you ever come out? I don't remember anything ever in the media. Did you ever say anything to anybody in the media about, you know, your, I guess, any negative feelings you had about the situation?
No, no. I mean, that was just would have been inappropriate. I mean, yeah. I'm sure people probably could have guessed that it was a difficult situation for me at times, but I always wanted to support the team. I had transferred obviously several times before coming to Arkansas, and I didn't want to be that person anymore that was constantly thinking that people were out to get me and that I'm not being treated the way I should be. And so I think I just let it all go and just worried about doing the best job I could, working as hard as I could every day in practice and getting better, and just leaving, you know, letting the chips fall where they may. It was out of my hands at that point.
The UNLV game at War Memorial, do you remember that game?
How could I forget?
What are your thoughts about that? That's one that definitely stands out. It was not the prettiest game, certainly.
No,
Arkansas.
By
was,
no means.
Now, were you? Is that your first? Was that your first game, or were you?
Yeah,
yeah,
so, yeah. That was my first game.
And of course, the Hogs were coming off a loss to UNLV in the Vegas Bowl, which was the ugliest game in history. The next game against UNLV might have been number two, but. What's your recollection of that game and the end of the game? And obviously everything worked out okay, but what do you remember about that?
Oh, gosh, I remember probably the first thing I remember, I will always remember is, I think Zach Clark was starting the game, mm-hmm. but I think the fans were starting to get a little restless. And I remember Coach Nutt pulled him out and put me in. And I remember I get a standing ovation. I think it was pretty close to that from like the entire crowd.
Right.
And I was like, wow, like I haven't even played yet. These people are really happy to have me in the game apparently. And then like the second play,
yeah.
like the ball gets tipped at the line of scrimmage and it was intercepted and just booed off the field. I remember just thinking like, wow, that was very quick.
It's a little New York-y at times around here. I mean, people will turn on you pretty quick. I think all in all, they love you, but yeah, you definitely got to succeed.
Yeah, well, it was funny. I never found that. I didn't really ever find that to be true later, but I just remember for some reason that one game, it was just like standing ovation and then booed off the field. what else do I remember? I still vividly remember that that last drive going down and Cedric Cobbs scoring the touchdown and us winning. Yeah, that was crazy. That was a crazy time.
Now you had a couple completions on that final drive, though, too, if I remember correctly.
Yeah, we did. Yeah, we had. I think we converted like two or three fourth down passes.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, like you said, that was definitely an ugly game, but still a fond memory for sure.
Yeah, well, that was the year I guess we ended up in the Cotton Bowl. Arkansas ended up in the Cotton Bowl against Oklahoma.
Right.
It was about like it is now over in the Dallas area with the weather. It was a cold Cotton Bowl. But another, again, low-scoring game. 10-3 was the final in that one. But so all in all, I mean, you know, it's funny because when I finally found you on Facebook, I saw a picture of a Razorback helmet and shoulder pads, I think. as your profile picture. So I was like, you know what? This guy obviously has some good memories from Fayetteville. So overall, you pleased with your experience, I would think.
Oh yeah. I have great memories from my time at Arkansas, and I'm really just really proud that I played at Arkansas, not because of anything I really did individually, but just because it's just such a, you know, was such an honor to play for the Razorbacks, and I really do look back with nothing but fond memories.
It says here, I'm looking at your information, and Pat always likes to go into this when he's here, but he's not, so I'll do it for him. But it says, I can see myself working as an FBI agent.
Oh, gosh. This is a long time ago.
Yeah, well, this is from your bio when you were in school still. Yeah, that's something that you put in the media guide. Was that something that you were – how long did that last?
You know, not very long. I remember you had to either be – have like an accounting degree or know a foreign language or go to law school to be in the FBI. And then I went to law school, sort of maybe keeping that as an option. And I just kept going to law school. I was like, I would never go be an FBI agent now.
What's your emphasis as far as law goes?
We do like commercial litigation. Like right now we're handling some securities fraud class actions. Mm-hmm. There's been a bunch of class actions filed against like for-profit colleges. And so most of the cases I've been working on lately deal with that, but we represent Walmart in a case. I'm not working on that case right now myself, but just do all sorts of commercial litigation pretty much.
See, you're getting ties back to home, Walmart. It's just like being back in Arkansas again. That's so nice.
I know.
Ryan Sorahan joining us in the zone. So do you get back for any games? Did you go to the Sugar Bowl? Anything Razorback related? Been back in Fayetteville at all?
Oh, man, I really planned on coming out for one this year, and then I just got busy. I was moving right around that during the football season. I was moving from Delaware back out to California and starting back with my job again here at the law firm. And so it wasn't a good time this year, but I miss it. I really want to go back. I haven't been, actually, since I graduated in 2004, I don't think.
Well, listen, you come back for Little Rock, Graham. We'd be happy to host you and take care of you, man. We'll show you a good time for sure. You earned it, I would say. And even if it's that UNLV game is going to stand out for a lot of people, that was one that could have gotten away pretty easily. But I'd say we owe you one. So the next time you come in town, if you can get back for a Little Rock game, we'd love to have you in town and have you on the show again and take you out a little bit.
Oh, well, you guys don't owe me anything. But, yeah, if I get back in town, I will definitely hit you guys up.
How about a quick Super Bowl prediction?
You know, I'm going to have to – I think it's too close to call, but I guess I'd have to go with the Steelers. Just because Big Ben, I mean, he's looking so much faster and throwing the ball so much better than he ever has before. We need to find out what his workout program is.
I think it's the beard power.
Yeah.
I think that may be it. And he's been staying out of the clubs, which is probably good for his health as well. How about a score prediction?
Oh my gosh, the score. Wow,
it's tough,
I'm unprepared. I'll go 28-21.
That's, you know what, the last guy we asked too, that's exactly what he said, so it's a common theme.
I'm actually 4-for-4 in my predictions during the playoffs so far. But those are bets with a friend, and I allowed him to choose the team every time. So yeah. I don't know if that just means he's really bad or that I was really good.
Or a combination. You know, if you'd ended up a Cal, like you were originally going to do, you could have set the table for Aaron Rodgers.
I seem to catapult everyone around me to success.
Well, you know what? You're doing pretty well for yourself. There are a lot of folks who would love to have said they got through law school and are working in the legal field. So you're doing pretty well.
Oh, yeah, no regrets whatsoever.
Well, you're a good man. Ryan, I have utmost respect for you for the way you handled your time in Fayetteville, and certainly happy to see that you're doing well now, and hopefully we'll catch up with you again soon.
All right, great.
Thanks, Ryan. Appreciate it.
Thanks for having me on.
All right, you bet.